Thank you. Would you be seated for just a moment, please? It's been a wonderful day to be in God's house, and we rejoice in God's many blessings. We have some certificates today that we want to share with those who've been baptized today. Let me ask George and Robert and Ashley if they would just come here to the front. I want to share these certificates with you. George, I'll share this with you while they're coming. It says that you were baptized today in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, 8th day of September 2019. George, God bless you. Excited for you. Ashley, the same for you. And then also the same for you, Robert. We're so excited about your baptism today and grateful for your faithfulness. Would you let them know how grateful you are by letting them show you? We're grateful for their testimony today and the way they inspire and challenge us. And I pray it reminds you of your own baptism or the call that you too could be baptized. Remember all the activities that are taking place, lots of things happening. If you didn't get a chance to come this past Wednesday night, lots of opportunities for you to come, get involved with the small group or the pastor's Bible study. Hope you can come and be a part of those things as we continue to work together, enjoy a good meal, and then go to a good group this Wednesday night. And remember all the activities that continue to take place as well. We began a new sermon series this morning, and during the course of this sermon series, before we leave each Sunday morning, we're going to sing the Servant Song, a hymn that many of you are familiar with. So I invite you to stand now, and after our benediction, join together as we sing the Servant Song, which we'll do for the next several weeks together. Receive these words as our benediction as we prepare to leave this place today. Let us pray. As you leave this place today, may you never be too young to respond to God's word, nor too old that you would ignore it. May you never be too shy to follow God's commands, nor too bold that you would refuse them. May you never be too busy to do God's will, nor too lazy to try. But may God take us as we are and fill us with faith and courage that every day of our lives we would look to God with faith and trust to build healthy relationships in all of our lives. For we make this our prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.